Though 2020 is over, its shadow and that of the COVID-19 pandemic will linger over the Utah State Legislative Session, which begins on Tuesday. For one, the state capitol is closed to the public, partly in response to numerous protests planned in the coming week, but also to prevent massive spread of the novel coronavirus. Republican Representative Dan Johnson of House District 4 in Logan says the entire state could be impacted as language changes to the governor's emergency powers are discussed.
I don't know what that language is yet, but I think that's something for everyone to watch.
House District 5's Representative Casey Snyder of Paradise says while he is comfortable with how the Bear River Health Department has handled public safety during the pandemic, he and many others have concerns about how the governor's office used emergency powers.
Regardless of what it looks like, we've got to make adjustments for that because, you know, a fire or a flood is very different than this disease. And so how you respond and how you articulate that and how you provide essential services or curtail behavior is very different in both those scenarios. And government needs to respond to those differences in statute.
Newly elected State Senator Chris Wilson will be on the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee. He says while small changes will be discussed regarding the criteria necessary to call for a state of emergency and how long the emergency powers last, it may take time before anything major happens.
As I've been talking and involved with meetings, there's a number of bills that are passed that end up having, you know, unintended consequences, because then when you have to amend them or change them, you know, it just takes more time and effort. So we've talked on making sure that we get these bills right the first time.
Another priority that will impact rural areas of the state is a new version of a bill Johnson ran last session, which designates emergency medical service to be an essential service, like law enforcement.
I think that if people expect to have a certain level of emergency medical services, in other words, I dial 911, I expect an ambulance to come, emergency medical services need to be provided, and there needs to be decisions made at the local level by governmental municipalities on what type of service they want and then how they're going to pay for that.
Snyder, a volunteer firefighter from Paradise, says while a similar bill was held up in committees last year, it was probably for the best because it prevented unintended burdens being placed on rural communities.
I think the bill that he's working on is going to make some significant changes if it's successful. And while it will make some changes, I think that are going to be beneficial in the long run, it's also going to preserve individual cities and small communities and the way they sort of self-govern and administer sort of these relief services to their constituents.
Though not tied to the COVID-19 pandemic, another carryover from last year will be seen in the legislature's response to Constitutional Amendment G, the most controversial and impactful amendment proposed to the state's constitution in November.
We've got to make sure that that gets done.
On top of economic relief measures that will be discussed to offset the COVID-19 pandemic, new Representative Mike Peterson said he's working on a bill to halt practices of eminent domain for recreational purposes, which he says is of particular interest in Cache County.